Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll hear from a Eau Claire City County Health Department health educator about the safe training that about 100 Eau Claire County middle and high school students received this week. And also, we'll hear from a very successful Chippewa Valley author and retired counselor about his wife's passing from Lewy body dementia. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. About 100 Eau Claire County middle and high schoolers from SAFE groups, that is, Students Advocating for Excellence, took part in a day-long training in Eau Claire Thursday.
So we're hosting an event for SAFE groups, so Students Advocating for Excellence. These groups are just peer-led. They get to decide whatever topics they really want to focus on, and they can implement it in their school and make a change.
Kate Torkelson is a community health educator with the Eau Claire City County Health Department.
So this day really is just about building their ideas up and letting them have a voice, and then we can give them some ideas to make that change in their school.
Torkelson says the students were learning about issues pertaining to mental health, substance abuse prevention, and more.
The data walk that we did today, students got a look at 2023 and 2021 YRBS data, and some of those data points in there talk about like their perception on riskiness, and one of the stats is they perceive marijuana as not as risky as the other substances. So it's self-reported, so it's not always like 100%, but yeah, students kind of not see those substances really as a riskiness anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what would you say about that? Should they at least have some caution about it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we never want to let kids get access to nicotine, alcohol, marijuana, anything like that. And this is like why we do it at the Safe Day, is just to like give them these ideas and make sure they're willing to be that peer to advocate to their other peers and tell them like, don't do this, or find these healthier alternatives for the substances.
And what were the students learning on Thursday about mental health?
They're learning about the powerful, like how powerful words can be, but then also that their mental health is important. And I think students are more willing to talk about their mental health and be that advocate for themselves and others. So we just wanted to give them a little more ideas of like how they can make that change in their schools.
Yeah. And really, as rough as COVID was, I mean, that's been one of the silver linings coming out of that, is that increased awareness and permission to talk about mental health, right?
Yeah, definitely. And even with like the YRBS data, you can see an increase in mental health concerns after COVID happened. Yeah.
Finally, Torkelson says,
our main goal really is just to reduce those risk factors, enhance the protective factors for the students, and give them a voice, because their voice matters.
Second and finally on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, October is, among other things, Lewy body dementia awareness month. Lewy body dementia is the second most common form of dementia. Although tens of thousands of men and women have been diagnosed with this disorder, few people become aware of it until someone in their immediate circle becomes affected. Lewy bodies are tiny black spots that develop in brain neurons as an important protein, alpha-synuclein, fails to be cleared out of the neurons and forms tangles that disrupt the neurons' ability to communicate with each other. These are the same bodies that cause Parkinson's disease. In fact, most people with Lewy body dementia have Parkinsonism traits, while patients with Parkinson's disease often develop Lewy body symptoms. Ron Potter Efron is an 80-year-old, mostly retired Chippewa Valley counselor who specialized in anger management and domestic violence offender treatment. He's authored a number of books, the most well-known of which is Angry All the Time, although he says the bestseller these days is a book he wrote called Rage. He also wrote Letting Go of Shame and Letting Go of Anger, the latter two co-authored with his late wife, Pat. Ron has a master's degree in social work and a PhD in sociology. His wife and fellow counselor and fellow co-author, Pat Potter Efron, died of Lewy body dementia on July 1st, 2022, a little over 4 years after she received the diagnosis. I talked with Ron about it on Friday.
Pat and I, of course, were colleagues. We wrote together. We presented workshops together. And everything went well, relatively smoothly, as well as most couples do. And Pat had a thriving career as a counselor at First Things First, until She was about 72 or 73 years old, and things started to go wrong. One of her regular clients approached one of my colleagues and said, "What's wrong with Pat? She's just not making sense anymore." Then we took she started calling me and asking, saying she couldn't find her way home, a kind of classic dementia questions, where am I right now? We knew there was some trouble. I tried to help her doing paperwork and realized that she just couldn't do things like treatment planning anymore. So she reluctantly went into retirement, and then we had a real disaster. We were visiting my brother Brad in Palo Alto, California, and Pat took the car to go somewhere and got lost, and she was missing for like 8 hours, six to 8 hours.
Wow.
We had no idea where she was. And magically, after we had called the police and everything, she showed up. She had finally found her way home. But it was then that I realized that I couldn't really leave her alone for any long period of time, and that she was no longer able to do the basic functions of life.
Ron Potter Efron says,
"We did get her to see a neurologist, Dr. Dexter, now retired, which is too bad because he was an expert in Lewy body dementia. And it took about 6 months, a couple of visits. And one day we were talking with him, and he asked me what I was observing, and I said to him, "Pat, it's just crazy. One day she's fine, and then the next day she's awful. Her moods are changing very rapidly. I just don't know who she is at any one time anymore." And I used the word fluctuation. And he said, "That's it. Now I can tell you what she has." And she has something called Lewy body dementia, which I had never heard of at that point. And the signature characteristic of Lewy body dementia is fluctuation, that the person is very unpredictable in terms of their mood, in terms of their cognition, in terms of their body ability to function, and she had that. So if you can imagine kind of a gradual downswing in terms of her overall abilities, but within that downswing, there's a lot of bouncing around. Some days good, some days bad. As against Alzheimer's disease, which has a more steady, predictable decline.
Potter Efron says,
"Dementia is basically something that you can define as the loss of cognitive abilities, thinking, reasoning, remembering, to a large extent, to the point where it interferes with your daily life. There are probably 20 different kinds of dementias, but the most common one is Alzheimer's, vascular comes next, and then the third most common kind of dementia is Lewy body."
While we likely all have heard the term caretaker, Ron is careful to say that he and his late wife, Pat, were care partners when it came to working together on her Lewy body dementia. He says that means that they were in this thing together, noting that Lewy body dementia was not his wife's problem and it was not Ron's problem. It was their problem. And he says Pat was not only a care receiver, Ron was not solely a caregiver. They were caring for and with each other. And so while Ron and Pat Potter Efron were married close to 57 years and were counselors together for more than 30 of those and co-authoring multiple books, they also, in the end, collaborated on the book Lewy Body Dialogue, conversations between a thoughtful woman with Lewy body dementia and her care partner husband. It started as a blog. Ron explains.
Pat was struggling, and she had given up, had to give up so much, not only her professional career, but driving, a lot of the things that define a person. And I was thinking to myself, what is there anything that I can help do to help Pat feel that she's doing something meaningful? Mm-hmm. And I thought of, well, we both love to write. What if we kept a journal, kind of a daily or weekly journal, and I could write my things that I was noticing or bothering me about what was going on, and then Pat could respond to them. And so we tried it out, and at first Pat was able to write long responses to whatever I said.
Ron says, for instance, they had a chapter on noise.
And Pat, like many people with Lewy body, became hypersensitive to noise, and it bothered her tremendously. And so I would describe what happened from the outside. Like, we would go to our favorite restaurant, the Norske Nook, and she would just, after a while, just kind of look at it, start reading a newspaper or doing something very non-social or almost antisocial. And I would write that down. And then she when she had a chance to write about that, she said that basically what I don't understand is that she was in terrible pain, that it hurt her. The noise actually was painful to her, and by withdrawing, that was the only way she could keep from screaming. So over time, her contributions became shorter and more concrete as she lost the ability. You know, one of the abilities we lose that we don't realize that we have is the ability to abstract, to make generalized statements about things, and gradually she lost that ability. And by the end of the 56 chapters, it was pretty clear to me that her basic, most of her ability to contribute was done. But we decided to publish that, and we did, and it's called Lewy Body Dialogue. But we continued the blog, and Pat continued to make meaningful contributions almost to the end, almost to her the last month or so, where she was dying. It wasn't just, well, this would seem to be a nice thing and we can pretend that it's doing something meaningful. I had people writing to me saying, the one thing I remember the most is this woman wrote to her and said that Pat had written what her father or her husband, I think it was her father, had not been able to say to her. And we continue to get comments like that from people saying that it was very helpful to have the blog, but in particular it was helpful to have Pat's words describing from the inside what it felt like to have Lewy body dementia.
What was it like for her in terms of the regression, and what was it like for you as a caretaker?
It's hard for me to say exactly or even close to what it was like for Pat, but as she lost functions, it's kind of an odd thing. As she lost functions, she became less and less aware of losing functions. So probably the most painful part for her was at the beginning, when she could actually observe from a distance what was happening to her. Toward the end, she was able. I was grateful for a couple things. One is that she often had a smile on her face, even at the end, and that she never forgot who I was, which is the dread of any spouse, is that their partner won't remember who they are anymore. And at one point toward the end, she forgot my name. She couldn't call me. The hospice nurse asked her, "What's that guy's name?" And she said, she looked confused, and then she said, "Well, he's my big squeeze." And I knew that she knew that she couldn't name me. She at least knew who I was. So yeah. We didn't completely lose her. With some people with Alzheimer's, really their spouses have to deal with a partner who just has lost all recognition of them.
Ron Ponter-Efron says his perspective of his wife's Lewy body dementia and their dealing with it together was...
Jesus, it's a terribly painful journey for any partner. You said caretaker, a term that's becoming a little more popular is care partner, kind of more respect was that we were, but to watch and now I as a volunteer, I help run a group for people with, for spouses of people with dementia. And it's the same for, as I watch everybody, it's just a heartache, a heartbreaking experience. And yet when you love someone, you want to be with them even as they're failing. And our lives became more and more isolated. I quit going to the Lions Club meeting just because it took time. And I wanted to be with Pat every day for at least a few hours.
Finally, I asked Ron Potter Efron how people can access the collaborative work that he and his late wife Pat worked together on, Lewy Body Dialogue.
And all you got to do is go to www.lewybodydialogue.com. Lewybodydialogue.com.
Right.
And you can, and that will get you there. To get the book, you can just go to Amazon and write Lewy Body Dialogue, and that will get you the book. So both, it's a little confusing. Both the book and the blog are called Lewy Body Dialogue.
No, that's not that confusing. That's kind of helpful. So, okay.
Yeah. The blog has the book for the first 56 chapters, we call it. There it's called the early chapters. And then we continued writing all the way up to Pat's death, and that was called the later chapters. And then I continued to write a segment called Shared Grief, and that was the first 2 years for me as a widower. And now I'm a little past that, and so I have a new section called Ron's New Life.
Terrific.
Ron Potter Efron, our guest on the latter half of this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio, talking about the Lewy Body Dialogue book he collaborated on with his late wife, Pat. Conversations between a thoughtful woman with Lewy Body Dementia and her care partner husband. And also in the opening segment, we heard from Kate Torkelson, community health educator with the Eau Claire City County Health Department, on the safe training that went on for about 100 Eau Claire County high school and middle school students on Thursday. Safe having to do with students advocating for excellence as they were learning about mental health and substance misuse prevention and ways to help their classmates. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening to Chippewa Valley This Week on WIB and WOGO.